This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. has concluded that Iran launched last weekend's drone and missile attacks that knocked out half of Saudi Arabia's oil production. The CBS News network quoted unnamed officials as saying that low-altitude cruise missiles were used in the attacks early Saturday that cut Riyadh's oil production by 5.7 million barrels a day. NBC News says more than 20 drones and missiles were deployed in the attacks. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says the U.S. is prepared to respond.
As the president said, we don't want war with anybody, but the United States is prepared. We're locked and loaded, and we're ready to defend our interests and our allies in the region.
Saudi King Salman says his country is capable of defending itself against the attacks, but called on the international community to clearly confront the perpetrators. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani escaped an attack at a campaign rally today that killed 24 people and wounded more than 30 others. Just hours later, there was another bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, killing 22 people. The Afghan Taliban has taken responsibility for both attacks. The polls have just closed in Israel, ending the country's second general election in 6 months. AP's Aaron Heller reports voter turnout is a big issue in today's election.
It's a very close election. Both sides are saying that it's going to come down really to every vote, so they've been campaigning furiously across the country. Voter turnout is going to be a major key this time, as the right wing obviously wants to get out their base, and the left wing and Arab parties are encouraging their constituents to go out because it's such a close election that it really could come down to the wire.
That's AP's Aaron Heller. For more on this story and all of today's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A Chinese official is heading to Washington to prepare for trade negotiations. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
An official Chinese news agency says a deputy finance minister will lead a delegation to the American capital to pave the way for the 13th round of negotiations, but has given no details of their agenda. The move follows conciliatory gestures by both sides ahead of the October talks on their fight over trade and technology, which threatens to dampen global economic growth. The two governments have both raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods, causing hardship, notably in the farming and manufacturing sectors. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Lawyers for Australian Cardinal George Pell have filed an appeal with the country's highest court to have his convictions on sexually assaulting two teenage choir boys overturned. The 78-year-old Pell was found guilty last December of molesting two in 1996 while serving as Archbishop of the Melbourne Diocese. He was sentenced back in March to 6 years in prison. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong urged U.S. lawmakers Tuesday to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory, declaring the stakes have never been higher. Wong's appeal for U.S. support came during testimony at a hearing in Washington before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. The hearing was looking at developments in Hong Kong and China's role in the political crisis there. Wong was joined by Hong Kong celebrity activist Denise Ho. President Trump is making a fundraising trip to California. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
His two-day visit to the Democratic stronghold signals the Trump campaign sees plenty of rich Republicans there who back the president. It follows yesterday's visit to another state he lost in 2016, but is hoping to flip next year.
We will win the great state of New Mexico.
A GOP official expects the California fundraisers to bring in about $15 million. Federal election records show the Trump campaign and the Republican National Committee have pulled in more than $210 million this year, more than all the Democratic presidential contenders combined. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The British government and its opponents faced off Tuesday at Britain's Supreme Court, arguing in a high-stakes legal drama over whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law by suspending Parliament. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The issue is whether Prime Minister Boris Johnson went beyond his remit when he suspended Parliament on September 9, sending lawmakers home until October 14, just over 2 weeks before Britain is due to leave the EU. The Supreme Court will assess two areas. Is this a matter for the courts? And if so, did the government break the law? The court is not expected to rule immediately, but a judgment could come in a few days. If the government wins, lawmakers will remain away from Parliament. If the government loses, the judges could order the House of Commons to reopen soon.